Hello, it's the 20th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council is requesting the opinion of Bedford residents as it relates to the Public Space Protection Order. The PSPO, introduced in 2016, is an antisocial behaviour order on cycling in areas where there are high pedestrian concentrations. Since its introduction, over 3,000 tickets have been issued. The order is due to expire next year. Options include allowing the expiration or providing an extension for another 3 years. Extending the ASBO would not only affect push bikes, but also e-scooters and skateboards. To have your say, consult the Bedford Borough website. According to a study conducted by Property Inspect, Luton placed 6th as one of the most empty town centres in the country. The organisation tracks the number of empty retail properties across 50 cities and towns across the UK. Mohamed Yazin, the Labour MP for Bedford and Kempston, has been re-selected to run as the area's party candidate in the next general election. Party members and local community groups across his constituency participated in the process. Had he not been favoured, an alternative candidate would have been proposed. The next scheduled general election occurs on the 2nd of May 2024. Mr. Yazin expressed his gratitude in being chosen. An NHS and Beds Police project has been recognised by the National Association for Healthcare Security. The annual Violence Reduction Initiative Award was presented to the programme, which assists hospital ward staff in dealing with mental health-related antisocial behaviour. That's all for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.